Section 5.4, Recommended Exercises. There are literally hundreds of different exercises you can do for ab training, and people are always looking for new ab exercises with the thought that you always need to have a new exercise to get continued results. That is not true. You can pretty much keep using the same core of effective exercises and change the training variables over time to keep processing. For instance, you can change the order of exercises, the amount of resistance, the volume of work, steps and reps, the rep periods, the rep speed, or even try a different angle of a certain exercise for variety. Once you've become proficient in all the exercises in this manual, you'll eventually reach a point where you're probably not going to add any more muscle to your abs, just like you would reach your peak level with any other muscle group. And as long as you've reduced your body fat to a sufficient level, you should be able to visibly see a nice ripped six-pack. That's when things even get easier, because now that you've developed a nice set of abs, all you have to do is maintain them, and maintaining them is easier than building them up in the first place. Once you've reached that point, you can reduce your ab training to once a week just to maintain them. At that point, the only thing that will matter in terms of how your abs look will be whether you maintain a low body fat percentage or not. I should also note that in order to maintain balanced muscular development in the core, you must also devote sufficient training to the lower back muscles as well as the abdominals and hip flexors. You will get plenty of lower back training to balance out the abs training if you follow the full body exercises presented in later sections of this manual, which is full of lower back strengthening exercises such as deadlifts, swings, and one-arm snatches. Listed below are the ab exercises I recommend avoiding because they are either ineffectual or potentially harmful to the back due to the excessive psoas recruitment and/or encouraging an arched back. The bad exercises. Avoid these. Laying straight-legged leg raises, first 45 degrees off the floor, one leg at a time, or both. Hanging leg raises with an arched back. Sit-ups with feet supported. Straight-legged sit-ups. Any machine-based ab exercise, any machine-based twisting exercise, torso twists, they provide no resistance, nor do they burn many calories. Now that we've listed the exercises that I recommend avoiding, provided below are the exercises that should be focused on in order to best develop the abs and hip flexors, as they provide the most resistance and encourage proper body positioning. Here are the good exercises. Focus on these. Hanging leg raises, with hunched back, hanging knee raises, with hunched back, lying leg thrusts, which are hip thrusts, decline bench leg thrusts, which are hip thrusts, reverse crunches, crunching hips off floor, ab bicycles, altering knees to the elbows, ab scissors, stability ball crunches, weighted for progression, bench crunches, alternating obliques crunches, weighted cable rope crunches with hunched back, ab wheel, stability ball hip flexion, which is knee trunks, stability ball plank holds, floor side plank holds, and abdominal vacuums, which is transversus abdominis development. The following are a couple surprisingly killer ab and core exercises. Front squats, mostly a leg drill, but requires extreme ab stabilization and strength. Renegade dumbbells rows, which combines incredible upper body work with amazing oblique and core stability work. Here are the following definitions. Hanging leg raises. Please note that the majority of people you see in the gyms perform this exercise wrong by using an arched back. Don't copy them. Follow these instructions instead. Yes, doing them correctly will make them much harder, but also more effective. Hang from a pull-up bar with a shoulder-width grip. With knees just slightly bent, almost straight, raise your legs up until they almost touch the pull-up bar, while actually curling your pelvis up as well. Your back should round as you curl your pelvis up. Make sure not to perform this exercise with an arched back. The most important point is to actually do this exercise correctly, and where most people go wrong with this exercise is the curling up action of the pelvis. Without curling up the pelvis while performing this exercise, it uses very little abdominal activity, while focusing almost exclusively on the hip flexors. Done correctly, it will properly strengthen both the abs and the hip flexors. If you have shoulder problems or have a weak grip and cannot properly grip the bar for the duration of the exercise, you can use the hanging elbow straps. However, be extra cautious to properly curl your pelvis up during the hanging exercise if using the elbow straps, since they tend to promote an arched back. Also, if you wish to greatly increase your grip strength, thereby improving most of your upper body pulling exercises, perform the hanging leg raises without the elbow straps by using the standard hanging grip. Here's the definition of hanging knee raises. These are identical to the hanging leg raises, except that your knees are fully bent, and you bring your knees all the way up to your chest while curling the pelvis up. This modification from the hanging leg raise basically reduces the amount of weight that you're lifting, making the exercise easier. If you cannot yet properly perform a hanging leg raise, this is the best exercise to progress toward that goal. Both hanging leg raises and hanging knee raises can also be done from training rings slung over the power rack or pull-up bar, which makes them even more effective and easier on your shoulders. Here's an explanation of the lying leg thrusts. This is a two-part exercise, a halfway down leg raise followed by a hip thrust. Start by laying on your back with your head and shoulders raised off the floor, your hands, palms down, on the mat by your hips, and your legs at a 90-degree angle from the floor. Slowly lower your legs only halfway to the floor to an angle of approximately 45 degrees from the floor. Do not go all the way to the floor with your leg, as this promotes an arched back and can put a lot of stress on the lumbar spine. From the 45-degree position, raise your legs back up to the 90-degree position. Once the legs are back at the 90-degree position, no further, thrust your hips off the floor. The decline board leg thrusts. This is essentially the same movement as the lying leg thrusts, however, by slightly changing the angle a little closer to vertical, it makes the movement a little more challenging. Just use one of the lower angle settings on the decline board, as that will be sufficient enough to make this exercise more challenging. Again, as with the lying leg thrusts, only lower your legs approximately halfway down, before reversing the legs up to a 90-degree angle at the hips and finishing with the upward hip thrust. Remember to keep your back from arching during this exercise as well. If you don't have access to a decline board, simply substitute extra sets of lying leg thrusts in place of the decline board leg thrusts into the training program. Reverse crunches. Start by lying on your back on a mat with your feet flat on the floor, your knees at a 90-degree angle, your palms on the floor by your hips, and your head and shoulders slightly lifted off the ground. Slowly crunch your lower body off the ground by curling your pelvis back toward your head. Do not use momentum. Rather, use your abdominal strength to perform the movement. Abdominal bicycles. Start by lying on your back on a mat with both your hips and your knees at a 90-degree angle, and your head and shoulders slightly lifted off the ground with your fingers touching the sides of your head, not pulling on the back of your head. Perform the movement by crunching the left side of your upper body off the floor and bringing your left elbow and right knee together simultaneously. Then extend your right knee out and bring your right elbow and left knee together simultaneously. This ends up almost mimicking a bicycle movement in a lying position, except keeping your legs moving in and out linearly instead of cyclically. Abdominal scissors. Start by lying on your back on a mat with both of your arms straight back over your head and your legs straight out about a 45-degree angle from vertical. Bring your shoulders off the ground and arms forward, while simultaneously bringing your legs and hips up off the ground such that your legs and arms slightly cross over. Stability ball ab crunches. Stabilize your body on a stability ball by finding your balance point for performing a crunch movement. Your lower back will be at the top of the ball. Then simply crunch your upper body up while keeping your fingers on the sides of your head, chin up, and feet planted flat on the floor. To make this exercise more challenging, you will see that my programs progress on this movement as you advance through the levels by incorporating moving your arms straight out behind your head, and then further progressing by holding a weight or medicine ball out behind your head while completing the crunch. The modifications to the crunch add resistance to the exercise, making it more effective, since a standard crunch does not provide enough resistance for someone who has passed the initial strengthening phase. As a tip to make your crunches much more effective, try to hold the top of the crunch for 2 seconds while forcefully exhaling and holding a tight contraction of the abdominals. Bench crunches. This is still the basic upper body crunching movement. However, your lower legs will be up on a bench with both the knees and hips at 90-degree angles and your back flat on the mat. With your fingers on the sides of your head, crunch your upper body up, bringing your elbows forward to your knees. To get the best results, focus on holding the top position of the crunch for 2 seconds while forcefully exhaling and holding a hard contraction of the abs. Alternating ab crunches. Lie flat on your back with your feet flat on the floor and your knees bent about a 90-degree angle. Place your fingers on the sides of your head and crunch upward and at an angle such that you are pointing your left elbow to your right knee. Then repeat for the opposite side. Again, hold the crunch at the top position for 2 seconds, maintaining a hard concentration on the abs. This variation of the crunch involves the obliques more than the standard crunches. Weighted cable rope crunches. Grasping the high rope attachment at a cable station, start the exercise on your knees a few feet back so that the cable angles toward you instead of running straight down. Keep your hands at the top of your head and crunch down by curling your upper body down and hunching your back. Only crunch down until your elbows are about half of the way to your knees. You don't need to go all the way to the ground. The key to properly performing this exercise is to really focus on curling your upper body down instead of just pulling straight down. Ab wheel. The ab wheel is a very challenging exercise requiring great strength in the core musculature as well as the arms and lats. With your knees on the mat and an ab wheel just off of the mat, roll out with arms straight in front of you, supporting your weight on your knees, and the ab wheel. Extend down to a position short of full extension. If done correctly, you should feel a strong contraction in your abs. Stability ball hip flexion, knee tucks. Start with your arms in a push-up position and your shins balancing on the top of the stability ball. Tuck your knees in under your body as you roll the ball closer to your hands and elevate your rear. Your back will come up in a hunched position and your abs will contract if done properly. Stability ball plank holds. Stability ball plank holds are similar to floor planks, but add in another dimension of instability, the ball, thereby making them more challenging to your abs and core than standard planks. To do stability ball plank holds, position yourself on your toes and with your forearms on the top of the stability ball. Be careful if you've never tried this before, as it takes quite a bit of balance. Hold a plank position on the stability ball while you make slight 1-inch movements back and forth in every direction with your elbows to make this even more challenging. Try to hold this for 60 to 90 seconds. Super studs can try for over 90 seconds hold time on this one. Floor side plank holds. Side planks are another great core exercise that work you from a different angle than regular floor planks or stability ball planks. To do side planks, get down on the floor in a position with one of your forearms holding up your weight, along with the side of your foot. Try to hold your body in a straight line without letting your hips sag or sit too high. Hold that position for as long as you can on each side. Try to hold the plank position for 30 to 60 seconds on each side. On side planks, super studs hold each side for about 60 seconds or more on each side. Front squats. This is a more difficult variation of the barbell back squat, which recruits the abdominals to a much higher degree for stability due to the more upright position compared with back squats. It is mostly a lower body exercise, but is great for functionally incorporating core strength and stability into the squatting movement. It is also very hard to learn how to properly rest the bar on your shoulders without pain. There are two ways to rest the bar on the front of the shoulders. In the first method, you step under the bar and cross your forearms into an X position while resting the bar on the dimple that is created by the shoulder muscle near the bone, keeping your elbows up high so that your arms are parallel to the ground. You then hold the bar in place by pressing the thumb side of your fists against the bar for support. Alternatively, you can hold the bar by placing your palms face up and the bar resting on your fingers against your shoulders. For both methods, your elbows must stay up high to prevent the weight from falling. Find out which bar support method is more comfortable for you. Then, initiate the squat from your hips by sitting back and down, keeping the weight off your heels as opposed to the balls of your feet. Squat down to a position where your thighs are approximately parallel to the ground, then press back up to the starting position. Practice first with an unweighted bar or a relatively light weight to learn this movement. Most people are surprised how hard this exercise works your abs once you learn the correct form. I find that my abs are pretty sore the next day after returning to a cycle of front squats after not doing them for a couple months. Abdominal vacuums. Ab vacuums will strengthen the transversus abdominis. Besides helping to protect your back by acting as a natural weight belt, they also help to pull your belly in, giving you the appearance of a smaller waist. You can do ab vacuums pretty much anywhere at any time. You can do them standing, seated, kneeling in a four-point position, or even lying flat on the floor. The movement is as simple as pulling your belly button in as far as you can by imaging you're trying to touch your belly button to your spine and holding it for 10 to 20 seconds at a time. Start by inhaling deeply. Then, as you exhale, start pulling the belly button in toward the spine and hold it there for 10 to 20 seconds while just taking short breaths. Repeat for several holds. You can do this at the end of your ab workout while at the gym, but personally, I don't like to waste any more time in the gym when you can just practice these in a seated position during the drive home from the gym or at any other time during the day. Renegade Dumbbell Rows. Renegade rows are a killer exercise for your entire core. These are one of my secret weapons. Not only do these do an amazing job on your entire upper body, but your abs and entire core area must stay rock hard throughout this exercise in order to do it properly. This is actually a lot harder than it looks. Start by getting into a push-up position with your hands on two dumbbells. Now start by rowing your right arm up to your side. Here's the trick. While you row your right arm, keep your left arm rock solid by imaging pressing it into the ground. Return the right dumbbell back to the ground and then row with your left arm while keeping your right arm rock solid. Feel the amazing tension throughout your entire core area as you try to stabilize your entire body during this exercise. In addition to the abdominal exercises recommended above, I recommend incorporating several general core strengthening and functional warm-up exercises into your routine, such as straight leg bridge with double leg curl on a stability ball, straight leg bridge with a single leg curl on a stability ball, mountain climbers, mountain jumpers, opposite raise from four-point position, opposite raise from a push-up position, medicine ball or cable lateral chopping on stability ball, reverse back and hip extensions on a stability ball, and breakdancers. These core strengthening exercises are a great addition to your routines as part of a functional warm-up in the beginning of your workout instead of an additional or traditional brief cardio warm-up. Straight leg bridge with double leg curl on a stability ball. Lie on your back with your feet up on a stability ball and hips on the floor. The bridge is done by simply raising your hips off the floor to bring your body into a straight alignment and holding that position. From a bridge position with feet on the stability ball and hips still off of the ground, curl both legs in by rolling the ball closer to your body. Straight leg bridge with single leg curl on a stability ball. Lie on your back with your feet on a stability ball and hips off the floor in a bridge position. From the bridge position with feet on a stability ball, raise one leg 6 inches off of the ball and curl the opposite leg in by rolling the ball closer to your body while keeping your hips off of the ground. This will be challenging for those with weak hamstrings. Repeat the desired number of reps with the opposite leg. Mountain climbers. Assume a push-up position with your hands and feet. Quickly bring one leg in so it's under your chest. Then immediately pop it back out and bring the other leg in. Keep quickly switching legs so that it looks as if you are climbing a mountain. To make this more challenging, try shifting your arms up and back approximately 12 inches each way while simultaneously switching your legs. If that doesn't make you break a sweat, I don't know what will. Mountain jumpers. This is similar to climbers, except that you bring both legs in under your chest at the same time while your arms remain stationary. Then immediately pop both legs back out to the starting position. Keep quickly jumping both legs in and out while keeping the arms in place. Opposite raise from four-point position. Assume a position on your hands and knees. Raise your right arm and left leg out simultaneously and hold for 3 seconds. Repeat movement with the opposite leg and arm. Alternate reps from side to side. Opposite raise and push-up position. Assume a push-up position on your hands and feet. Raise your right arm and left leg out simultaneously and hold for 3 seconds. Repeat movement with the opposite leg and arm. Alternate reps from side to side. This exercise takes tremendous balance and core stability. If this is too difficult, perform additional reps from the hands and knees position instead of hands and feet position. try to improve over time to be able to complete the exercise from the hands and feet position. Medicine ball or cable lateral chopping on stability ball. Sit on a stability ball holding a medicine ball with both arms out to the side of your right leg. Raise the ball at an angle to above your left shoulder. After completing all reps with one side, then switch to the opposite side. A similar exercise can also be completed by pulling a cable from your side at shoulder height while seated on a stability ball. While keeping your arms out straight, rotate your body from side to side. After completing the pulls from one side, then switch and pull from the opposite side. Reverse back and hip extensions on a stability ball. Roll forward face down on a stability ball so that the ball is located beneath your pelvis and your upper body and legs. Make a reverse V. Raise your feet off the ground by performing a reverse extension until the body is straight, not hyperextended. Complete for the prescribed number of reps. Breakdancers. Get down in a push-up position on hands and feet. Bring your right leg under and over so that your right knee is near your left elbow. Quickly jump and switch to your left knee near your right elbow. Keep jumping and switching back and forth at a rapid pace. People won't know what you're doing, and they may give you funny looks thinking that you're trying to breakdance. It's a great exercise, though. To read all of these explanations again, or to see the example pictures in the manual, please turn to pages 59 through 76 of your Truth About Abs manual.